In the lunchtime edition, government admits to complaints from a wide cross-section of the public sector about the state of its buildings and promises urgent attention to the problem and a long-term fix. As government announces plans to repair Highway 7, motorists say that fix is long overdue and complain many other roads all over the country also urgently require attention. The DLP accuses government of failing to deliver on promises to fix rural road and bridge issues. The Salvation Army launches its Christmas fundraising campaign, reporting a large increase in the number of people needing assistance. The Dominica Prime Minister marks the country's Independence Day, announcing a pay increase for government workers and state retirees. And Israel rejects a U.S. call for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Government admits to complaints from a wide cross-section of the public sector about the state of government buildings and promises attention to the problem. The senior minister responsible for infrastructure and planning, Dr. William Duguid, describes the situation as untenable. He was speaking at the opening of a symposium that will consider some of the solutions. The symposium brings together representatives from a number of government agencies responsible for maintenance, the landlords of buildings housing government offices, as well as environmental professionals to look at designing a public sector building maintenance framework.
The timeline for when we expect.
This symposium is of importance to me, given concerns by a wide cross-section of the public sector regarding the condition of buildings in which they are required to work. Seldom a week goes by that we do not receive reports of offices having to be closed due to environmental concerns. This situation is untenable, and together with the Office of the Head of the Public Service, we have commenced the process of undertaking the necessary assessments to determine appropriate sustainable solutions to resolve this issue.
The senior minister with responsibility for infrastructure and planning, Dr. William Duguid. As government announces plans to start repairs on Highway 7, motorists say the fix is long overdue and complain that there are many other roads all over the country that also urgently require attention. Meantime, at least one major garage reports seeing many customers with tire damage as a result of cars dropping into the potholes. These comments come on the heels of a tour yesterday by the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Anchia Bradshaw, on some of the problem areas on Highway 7. Full repairs are slated for completion early in 2025, but a temporary fix of some of the worst areas on the South Coast Main Road is being done this month. More from Sanchia Bradshaw.
The timeline for when we expect to really be able to have the full road works done is projected to be March 2025. We felt that it was best to do an overlay of a number of the areas along Highway 7. Some of the areas will have a full overlay done. In others, which are not as what we call it on the roughness index, they are not as rough or as deteriorating as in some other parts. We've determined that we will do some of the usual patching in those areas. This first phase, obviously, will allow us in the next few weeks. I'm hoping that we can be completed by Independence, and if before, so be it. But that is my intention, that we will complete these works in November.
And several motorists, including taxi drivers based on the South Coast, say the Highway 7 fix is long, long overdue.
It really needs to be done. It really needs fixing. Real talk. Long, 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 long overdue. Long overdue.
We can see that it's very, very bad. It needed doing for a long time now. And not only us as motorists complain, but even the tourists that we drive complain how bad the road is. So it needs doing urgently. Long overdue.
I find up here stomach promises, and the promises don't be fulfilled. We need it urgent.
And when we come back, the comments from motorists across the country. This is the latest. Via the Starcom Network News WhatsApp, a flood of complaints from across the country about the state of this country's roads.
I'm from Marchfield, St. Philip. I live in a gap that the road has been bad for years. The road is bad. They drive on it, but nobody wants to fix it.
Green Hill, yeah, I nearly dropped in a pothole. So I need to fix. Just before you get to the Bear Creek onto the bridge, I don't know if it comes from the rain, but a big pothole. If you're driving at night, you barely miss it.
We as drivers have to be replacing shocks, CV joints, rod ends, tires.
And local graduates are seeing the end result of the road conditions. Managing Director of Corbin's Garage, Michael Corbin, explains why the potholes are taking a toll on especially tires.
My suspension and tires, you know. The only new cars carry a very low profile tire. So when the tire slams in the pothole, it doesn't really burst the tire, but it breaks the steel instead of the steel belted radio. So when that steel is burst, you can't tell by looking at it. But then I do drive, the wheel begins to wobble slightly, and you feel it going through the car.
The Democratic Labour Party's Walter Maloney accuses government of failing to follow through on promises to St. Andrew residents to fix road and bridge issues in that rural parish.
It is not only at St. Simon's that there is a problem. If you're going to enter St. Andrew via St. Thomas, and you're coming from Springvale, the first problem that you meet is tripath. Tripath has been problematic for some time now. Work has started on it. This is over 2 years, has not been completed. When you leave Tripath, you go to Cane Garden. Cane Garden Bridge is under complete stress. It's weakening, and that is a catastrophe waiting to happen. You go on to Baxter's Road Bridge. Over 3 years, this bridge has been worked on and still not completed.
DLP spokesman Walter Maloney, the Salvation Army seeing a significant increase in the number of people seeking assistance this year compared to previous years. Chairman of the Salvation Army Advisory Board, Paul Bernstein, said this increase continues to put financial pressure on the organization. He was speaking this morning during their Christmas Kettle Appeal launching ceremony at Golden Square Freedom Park.
Over 200 persons received educational books again this year. 200 families received assistance for back to school compared to 100 last year. 50 persons received furnishings compared to 46 the previous year. 1,941 persons received clothing compared to 1,870 last year. 5,300 families received food hampers throughout the year, the same as last year. 300 hot meals are served daily, 5 days a week, from our feeding center. This has also increased. Last year, we gave out 4,800 Christmas food hampers to those families in need. We have seen a large increase among the less fortunate coming in for assistance, which has put more financial pressure on us.
The chairman of the Salvation Army Advisory Board, Paul Bernstein, member of parliament for the city, Corey Lane, the acting minister of people empowerment, urges the public to give more. A 16-year-old girl who was reported missing yesterday has been traced. She is Natalia Bess of Block 1F, Boundary Road, Eden Lodge, St. Michael. Dominica's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerritt, has announced an increase in pay of public servants and retired public officers. He made the announcement during the 45th anniversary Independence Day address at Dominica National Stadium. And the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has said there will be no temporary ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza until all Israeli hostages are released. Our top stories. Government admits to complaints from a wide cross-section of the public sector about the state of its buildings and promises urgent attention to the problem and a long-term fix. As government announces plans to repair Highway 7, motorists say that fix long overdue and complain many other roads all over the country also urgently require attention. The Salvation Army launches its Christmas fundraising campaign, reporting a large increase in the number of people needing assistance. And Israel rejects a U.S. call for a humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. It's also Independence Day in Dominica, where the Prime Minister announced a pay increase for all the government workers and even the state retirees. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news and like and follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.